All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. On the line, Brother Ross Joel. Brother, when we talk about Republicans, as you refer to them as, it doesn't surprise you, man, that people can be sucked in to that.
Yes, Donald Trump is a cult leader. Like Herschel Walker, he's a cult leader. You know, football is a religion. Football is a religion down south. And if you play football, they praise you. I don't care how you unqualified to do this and that. But if you play football, you're up there. You know, cause you know. People watch football on Sunday. They don't go to church. Football is a religion in the United States, man. And celebrityism, like Donald Trump, he's a cult leader, man. They send him money. You know, he's scamming them. He raised $250 million on a bogus claim that his defense fund.
Just imagine this.
A defense fund.
They'll gladly give him $250 million.
Right.
He's got all the money in the world as it already is. But if there was a poor person on the street, lying on the street, they wouldn't give him a penny. And that's the nation we live in, man. You know, the Republicans who, again, want to lead people to believe that if Donald Trump get back in office, gasoline's going to go back down to $2.40 right away because Donald Trump is the president. Or the recession that we are about to enter into.
They live in an alternative world.
Yeah, just put the Republicans back in control, and they'll address the global recession that's coming. They don't know the realities of how the government works, how the nation works, and it's easy to think, because it's hard to really research things and find out where the truth lies. They allow somebody like a Donald Trump or a Scott Walker or conservative talk shows hosts to just feed them anything. And their reply is always what Rush Limbaugh used to say, those who listen to him, ditto. You know.
True.
You know, go ahead.
In the churches, I don't know how they can save face, the hypocrites, to follow a person like Donald Trump. That's ripping people. I guess there's a lot of pastors ripping people off too, so I guess they can fall in line.
Let me ask you this though, man. We are headed down a path that it's going to be so hurtful to people in this country. And I was talking earlier about the fact that we're going to continue to send money to Ukraine in a war that has no end in sight.
Right.
Talking about years. But I do know what happens in recessions. I've lived through many of them. When you get to be your and my age, man, we've seen recessions. We know what they are. We know they mean pain to the average person and their families.
And they're man-made.
They are. They're man-made. And yet they don't cause pain to the corporations.
Right, of course. That's the problem right now. See, the Republicans, the neo-fascists, is trying to use inflation as their strategy. They know the corporations is raking in the millions, the multi-millions. And they know black America is worth $1 trillion. We spending $1 trillion. Black America is spending $1 trillion a year in America. So we have money. But we just not challenging in the right direction. But we got to get all the Republicans got to go all over the country because they're getting crazy and crazier.
I mean, let me ask you, It's always been amazing to me as I talk with black Republicans and hear them try to explain.
True.
Why? Have you ever had conversations with black Republicans and try to and let them explain to you why they're Republicans? Do you know?
I don't know what. I know a few, but not really.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Well, I know they used to have Meech.
Oh. Hey man, it's not just one. There are many of them, man, and they are. They're younger.
They scammers too. You know, like Sheriff Clark. You know.
Well, you know, many of them are younger, and the Republicans say that they give them a better opportunity at advancement in the Republican Party than they get in the Democratic Party.
It ain't just about one person. You know, see, that's what we always think about the individual. It's about all of us getting a fair shake in America. We are all equal, should have equal opportunity to prosper in this world.
Because that's what the nation claims to be about, right?
Right.
Before the rest of the world, that's what they tell the rest of the world we are. You know, that every person here gets a fair shot, a fair pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is what, you know, is always talked about. But, you know, man, once I got old enough to read and find out that that's not the truth, you know, and yet they still perpetrate that fraud across the nation. And it's worse when you're talking about Republican.
Right, but I don't know how you can follow Donald Trump as a black person. Or
as any person.
Or the human being, period.
I know.
And one last thing, you think they would be teaching Juneteenth in Milwaukee public schools as a curriculum, or any of these other suburban schools, choice or charter, are they teaching about the history of Juneteenth?
Well, the answer to that is no.
And, it's a critical race theory.
and so we're talking what, well over almost 100 years later.
You're right.
That we're talking about that. And it's still a surprise to many.
You're right.
I mean, it's become a holiday, but not everywhere.
But not everywhere. In the South, in the, you know, the Southern states, the Confederate states. See, Republican Party became the Confederates.
I think you got that wrong. If you listen to some of the Republicans who I talk to, they keep educating me, Earl, didn't you realize it was the Republicans who freed the slaves?
It was a different Republican than it is now.
I know, man.
And then, you know, the reason why they won the war, because of the slaves. If it weren't for the slaves getting into the war, Abraham Lincoln giving them a chance to fight against the South, the North wouldn't have won.
Yeah, and fight separately, you know.
Right.
We
came in and helped the North win the war.
We some of us know the history. Hey, Brother Ross, thank you very much for the call.
Okay,
we got to go.
Thank you, Brother Earl. Keep up. You're doing a good job.
All right. Thank you. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later, Sam.